Bonus episode 13, a Father's Day surprise.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? My goodness, you are looking amazing. And guess what? It is time for bonus. Yes, yes, let's raise the sky higher and higher. It is coming close to Father's Day now. There's only a couple days away. And so I just wanted to do something. Yes, I know this is for moms, but moms, it takes two in order for you to be a mom, right? So we got to remember the dads. And sometimes, as much as we as moms become the unsung hero, our dads are somewhat forgotten too. And it's usually when they're long gone or we don't have that relationship with them anymore that it's like, oh, I wish only, you know, if I could take back and turn back time. So I just wanted to give you a few thoughts, a few things for you to really think about, to meditate on, and to really bring into maybe this Father's Day can be something extra special. You know, Father's Day is an occasion, and it's marked for what? Celebrating the father within your life. Now, some of you, this is painful. Some of you have been hurt by your father emotionally, physically. If that is the case, no, I'm praying for you. Because as hard as it is for those who have lost a father to death or maybe through war or through a shooting, it's just as hard having a father, but not having that father figure there and the damage that it has done to you. And that's tough. So no, I'm praying for you. But ultimately, Father's Day was made to be a celebration. It was made to really honor the dads, what they give us. And it came about, it was actually inspired by, of course, the Mother's Day tradition, which, you know, first happened early in the decade of the 20th century, in the first decade of the 20th century. Now, also, Father's Day came about. There was a memorial service held, and I did not know this. I had to look this up. It was held for a group of large men. Many of them were fathers who were killed in a mining accident in Monongah, West Virginia. Now, I don't know if I pronounced that right. It's Monongah, West Virginia, in December of 1907. And they held a memorial service, okay, for these large group of men in 1908. Interestingly enough, though, as the story goes on, a woman by the name of Senora Smart Dodd was an influential figure in establishing Father's Day. Her father raised six children by himself after the death of their mother. Now, during this time, it was very uncommon if, you know, for a widower, especially as a father, to go ahead and continue to raise the children. Usually if they did, they put them in the care of somebody else. Maybe it was adoption or gave them to an aunt or something within the family, or they quickly married again. But Senora was so inspired by the work of Anna Jarvis, and she's the one who helped push for the Mother's Day celebrations, that Senora felt that her father deserved recognition just as much as mothers did for what he had done. So the first Father's Day was actually held in June of 1910. Can you believe that? That's how old it is. I had no idea it was that old, but it is. And Father's Day actually was officially recognized as a holiday in 1972 by President Nixon. Wow. I was kind of amazed by that, thinking that we go back and how many other fathers didn't have that celebration. Now, as I look on how technology has changed and how we have grown and where we have come from, you know, moving from quote unquote the caveman, not having things, you know, there. And now look at technology where we have instant access almost literally immediately, which is good and bad. But with that, sometimes I think that in the olden days, air quotes again, olden days, our fathers were remembered more. They were taken care of more. We needed them more and we told them. Nowadays, I don't hear that. We just throw the word love around. We don't even say it. Sometimes we think we're saying it, but we don't. We don't express ourselves. And then what happens is a tragedy or an accident or something unexpected happens. And then you get there and you pause in that moment going, if only I had that time. This takes me back. Hopefully I won't cry. This takes me back to my dad. You see, I don't have my father anymore. He's in heaven, praise the Lord. So I have his presence with me all the time. But one thing that I know that I do have of him, and I have absolutely no regrets, is that he knew from the bottom of my heart always that I loved him. Always. I took the time to tell him. I took the time that when we talked on the phone, and because he would be, you know, he was, I mean, I'd lived out of the house, you know, for years and years. And so I would call him and talk to him at least every couple weeks, if not tried to do it at least weekly. And I just, and if not, it was a text. And I always told him, hey, Dad, I love you. And then there were special times, especially with him being in the military, that on those particular things, I would tell him, you know what, Dad, you're my hero. And I haven't told you that a lot lately, but you need to know that. And he truly was my hero. You see, I was the firstborn in the family. That can be good and bad to be the firstborn. And with that, though, came some challenges for me, right? Because I had to do everything the first time. And the perfectionism within the family of you're supposed to do it 120%, not just 98%, right? And so there were some, you know, ups and downs and all arounds, but you know, I would not change one single bit. And as I got older, I began to appreciate my father even more. You see, he's the one who married us. He's the one who baptized me. My father had a huge impact on my life and still does to this very day. He gave me the heart. Here we go again. Sorry. He gave me the heart of serving. And I think sometimes when we're going through life that we forget the little things that our dads give us. Even our dads that maybe our relationship was an emotionally strange, even physically strange, okay? You may have been hurt in the past, but maybe your dad just didn't know how to express himself. He didn't know where he was at that time. I don't know your specific situation, but I know that there is one father who cares deeply for you. And know that every Father's Day that comes around, you are loved to the depths of the sea, to the moon and back. And don't ever forget that. Because you see, even though I was blessed with a very wonderful father, I know many of you were not. And so Father's Day comes with hurt, comes with pain, comes with sorrow. And having that is not a good feeling, but it's one that you can grow with. It's one that you can turn the tables and tell yourself, you know what? Now that I have children, I want to make this a Father's Day surprise. You see, in order to change things going forward, you have to be the spark. You have to be the one to ignite things. Sometimes that means you have to be bold in going out of your box. So this Father's Day, I want you to celebrate dads. I want you to celebrate your dad. If you have lost your father, I want to encourage you to write a letter expressing your thoughts. Write a letter. If your mom's still alive, write a letter to her thanking her for, oh my gosh, thanks for putting up with dad and his whatever he did. You know, his stupid jokes, his way of not doing things the way she wanted it done. Okay? Write something down. Because that's also another way of healing. Another thing you can do too is if you're in a complicated situation, okay? Whether it's physical, emotional abuse, maybe you were put up for adoption and you don't have that connection with your biological father. I would encourage you and really almost beg you, write it down. Write your feelings out. Write a letter as if you're going to give it to him. This letter might turn into a letter of forgiveness. It could turn into a letter of healing for you, allowing you to open a door within your heart that's been closed and you didn't know it, but it's one that needed attention. So use this time of celebration to bring about healing and forgiveness and the grace of the Almighty, okay? All right, now moving on to those that are just fun and you want to do something neat for your dad, okay, for your children's dad, all right? If they're young, okay, if they're little and they can't really draw or write, do fingerprints, okay? You can make little flowers out of their fingerprints. It doesn't take long. All you have to do is just get some washable paint, and you can draw even with the marker. You don't even have to be an artist at it. And if not, it's being creative. And make the rose garden of the family. And you can simply write on there, "Dad, this is for you. I may not have words to say, but thank you for being wonderfully made." Something sweet like that. Put it in a simple picture frame. Or you don't even have to put it in a picture frame, okay? Just give it to him. That will mean the absolute world to him, okay? Little things like that. If they're beginning just a color, all right, then have them pick out a favorite coloring book or go on the web. I mean, come on, Google it and find a picture that dad loves, okay? If he's into Star Wars, Google Star Wars coloring page. See what comes up. Print that out and let your son or daughter color it, okay? And if they can't sign their name, put a thumbprint on there. Put their handprint on there. Something special, something unique. If they're just beginning to learn to write, let them write their name as of what they were creative with, okay? If they're into building Legos, have them build something special, a ship. You know, ask them a question. Say, "Okay, Sam, what does dad mean to you?" Ask them some questions and say, "You know what? I want you to go build me that." And they may look at you like you're really strange, say, "Well, if dad brings you joy, what's joy outside? Maybe it's the sun. Go build a sun out of Legos." How cool is that, right? That doesn't mean you have to keep it that way forever, but that will just be so extra special, a Father's Day surprise. You know, for you moms, you could cook dad something. Yeah, maybe you don't always have breakfast in the morning on Sunday morning. So maybe you go, and if you're not going to cook it yourself, go out and get some homemade cinnamon rolls, okay? You can get some that are already made and you pop them in the oven. You can get some that are, yes, already like in a can. You know what I'm talking about. You can pop those. If you want to make homemade. Okay. If you have an early church service, make a scrambled egg, make an egg casserole. You can put eggs in there with a little bit of bread and some cheese. Then all you have to do in the morning, have that all pre-made Saturday night. In the morning, you stick it in the oven, cook it 350 degrees, depending upon how many eggs there is and how long. You're looking at 20 to 25 minutes. Yum, yum, yum. You've got a yummy casserole. Sprinkle some more fresh cheese on it. Serve it with some toast or cinnamon roll, his favorite drink, and there you have it. And his favorite drink may be coffee, maybe tea. It may even be Pepsi. Whatever your favorite drink is for your man, send that to him. Another thing, too, is maybe you aren't near your dad, okay? Maybe the kid's dad, maybe you guys are separated or divorced, but you know what? It is their dad. And as much as your relationship may be estranged and it's maybe not a good relationship between you all, it's still their dad, okay? And it's very important to recognize that. So maybe you need to take the initiative and you get a gift card to his favorite store that he loves to go to. Okay. And it's as simple as that. And they write something down and they can give it to them for Father's Day. That's something that's coming from them. They can help pick it out. Okay. Father's Day is special. And they are our unsung heroes. They get up every morning. They go to work. They want to support the family. And I know sometimes life is complicated. And so not everybody is, you know, you don't have the same mom and same dad living necessarily in the same house. But you know what? Fathers deserve a Father's Day surprise. So I really would encourage you to go out and make it an amazing day for that dad. For the dad in your life who gave you life, and for the dad of your children, okay? The father of your children. So very important. Make them smile extra special, okay? Because they deserve a hug as much as you do too. And sometimes it takes forgiveness and love and grace and mercy just to be able to take Father's Day to the next level. So I do hope you make it a Father's Day to remember. And know that I'm praying for you, especially the difficult times. It's not easy for those who have lost their dads. I'm praying for you. And those maybe who need to go heal a relationship, reach out. And maybe it's simply by saying, you know what, Dad? I miss you. We may not have the perfect relationship, but I'm willing to start. And here's my first step. I hope we talk soon. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Go make it a Father's Day surprise. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.